Today's Dvar Torah is relevant to the Haggadah. It's relevant to Chumash, to Parsha Shmos, and Parshas Bamidbar as well. Today's Dvar Torah, the idea for it was sparked by a question of a student. When I was teaching 12th grade in Shabbat, I used to give out Parsha sheets to go through Chumash and Rashi with like 10 or 15 questions on the Chumash, Chumash and Rashi for every week. So one of the students noticed that when you open up in Bamidbar, when you open up the Chumash, and you see the numbers of Jews that were there, there were roughly 603,000 men from the age of 20 to 60. And the number of Bechorim that the Torah lists in Chumash Bamidbar, I'll get back to all these numbers later, is roughly 22,000. One of my students noticed that there's a very, very high ratio, it's a very high ratio of people to Bechorim. You know, we'll get to the numbers later, but it's a lot of kids per Bechor. And she wondered, hey, you know, what's going on here that there are so many kids for every Bechor? What exactly is happening here? I thought it was a very intriguing question, and I did some research, and finally I found that this idea is discussed at length in the Sefer Oznaim L'Torah of Rav Sorotkin Zatzal from Tells. And he quotes there a Dvar Torah from Blazer Gordon, also from Tells, and that's what I want to share with you today. But I'm just going to give it a little bit of background. This student from Shabbat is now a very, very wonderful teacher in Halb, a very chashuv teacher in the Halb High School for Girls. Okay, let's begin. Rashi and Shmos, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Zayin, on the Pasuk of Paru, Vayishvitzu, Vayirbu, Vayatzmu, Bimod Ma'od, there are six phrases there. So Rashi there quotes the famous Medrash that the Jewish women in Mitzrayim had six children at a time. Okay, this is a famous Maamar Chazal that Rashi quotes. There's an added miracle here, that it's not just having six kids at a time, but also that they were healthy. You know, often if you have, you know, six children at one time, so, you know, having so many kids, they're often not healthy, they're small, they're weak, but they were six at a time and they were healthy as well. This idea, of six kids at a time, as we'll get to a little bit later, you know, helps. This is one of the miracles of the Shibud and Mitzrayim, that even as we were being enslaved and even as we were being oppressed, we were multiplying and having so many children in such tremendous numbers. This miracle of the Shibud is mentioned in the Haggadah. The Haggadah, on the phrase, Bimsei Ma'at, we went out to Mitzrayim with only a few people. So the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, the Haggadah quotes the Pasuk from Devarim, Perek Yud. It says, B'shivim nefesh yardu avasechem mitzrayimah. They went down with only 70. V'atah samcha Hashem okecho kichoch v'eshmayim lerov. And now there are so many of them when they leave Mitzrayim. That was a big nace. Having six healthy kids at a time helped the Jews multiply so fast and have so many children. Later in the Haggadah it says, Gadol v'atzum, we were a great and a strong nation, a large and strong nation. And the Haggadah quotes the Pasuk, our Pasuk, the Avar Benel there says this pshat. He says, what's pshat gadol and atzum? Gadol means great, large. Atzum means powerful, strong. He goes, exactly. That's the pasuk they're quoting, that even though the Jews are having six kids at a time, and often, when you have six kids at one time, so they're weak, they're sickly. No, by the Jews, they were gadol and atzum at the same time. There were many of them, and they were also a great, you know, a powerful group as well. Okay, this is one of the miracles of the Shibud and Mitzrayim, that Bnei Yisrael grew in numbers so quickly. This idea is mentioned in the Ramban already, the Ramban on Chumash, the Ramban on Bamidbar, Perek Aleph Pasuk Mem Hei, talks about how come Hashem counted us? Why did Hashem count Bnei Yisrael, you know, so carefully as Bamidbar is beginning? So the Ramban says, Aval Yedias Hamisbar, I don't know why Hashem needed to. Why do we have to know this? Why did Hashem count that we have to know how many Jews there were? Ulai, the Ramban says, lehodiyam chazdo aleihem, to inform the Jewish people the great chesed that Hashem did for them. Ki b'shivim nefesh yardu avaseim mitzrayma ve'atahem k'chol hayom. That when they went down to Mitzrayim with only 70, and now there are so many of them like the sand on the ocean. So the Ramban says that this miracle of the Shibud, that we went down with so few and we grew in numbers in such a tremendous way, that may be the reason why Hashem counted us at all in Parshas Bamidbar, in order that Bnei Yisrael should recognize the extent of the miracle and exactly what happened. How wonderful Hashem is. What exactly happened in Mitzrayim? We went from 70 to we'll see, 7 million people in only a few generations. That is a tremendous miracle of Hashem. Okay, so that's the famous Rashi. And, you know, clearly that medrash that Rashi quotes is part of the explanation how Bnei Yisrael grew so quickly from 70 up to 2 million in only four generations this medrash is part of that, and it's mentioned in the Haggadah, and the Ramban refers to it as well. Okay. Now, with that as a background, let's move on to the Aznayim L'Torah. The Aznayim L'Torah quotes Rabbi Elazar Gordon with the following idea. Now let's get the numbers straight. It says that the Chumash says in Bamidbar that when Moshe encountered Bnei Yisrael in Perek Beis, Pasuk Lamed Beis, it gives the total count was 603,550. That was the number. Roughly 603,500 Jews. Okay. What age? These are men from age 20 to 60. Men age 20 to 60. Okay. Just by the way, if you extrapolate from that, the number of women would be double. Right? And also, you know, there were Jews from the age of 0 to 20, and Jews the age also older, 60 to 80. So a rough estimate of how many Jews left Mitzrayim is 2.5 million. That's a very reasonable rough estimate. If the men from 20 to 60 were roughly 600,000, so if you would add the number of men 0 to 20 and the number of men 60 to 80 until whenever they would die, it's reasonable to assume the number is roughly double. And if you add the women, it's doubled again. So roughly 2.5 million. Okay. It's an incredible number. From 70 to 2.5 million in a few generations is an incredibly high number. Anyway, from the age of the men 20 to 60 was roughly 600,000, 603,500. Now, later in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Mem Gimel, the Torah tells us how many Bechorim were there, how many firstborn boys were there. And here the Torah says, this was age 1 month and up, Mi Ben Chodesh Ulamayla, 22,273. That's what the Torah says. So this is interesting. The Bechors were roughly, we rounded off, 22,000 firstborn boys, age 1 month and up. How many men were there, age 1 month and up? Well, again, a rough estimate is 1.2 million. If from 20 to 60, there were roughly 600,000 men, that's 40 years span. So if you add from 0 to 20 and 60 to 80, another 600,000, a perfectly reasonable estimate would be 1.2 million. Which means that for every Bechor, which means that if you divide 1.2 million by 22,000, it's roughly 54-55. Which means that for every Bechor amongst the Jewish people in the Midbar, there were 54 more people. That means the average Jewish family in the Midbar had 55 children in it. That's what comes out from the numbers. For every Bechor, there were roughly 54, 55 people. That means the average family in Mitzrayim had 54 children. A Bechor is defined not by the Bechor from the father, the Bechor from the mother, called Petzarechem. So for every woman who gave birth to one child, on average gave birth to 53 or 54 more. That is what the numbers tell us. It's an incredible idea. It's an incredible idea. The statistics here are incredible. The context of this, Rabbi Elazar Gordon said over this fort in the context of, you know, in the early 20th century, there was a big fight against the Haskalah movement. The Maskilim, the enlightened, less religious Jews were trying to, you know, subvert Judaism. They would say, oh, Judaism is irrational, it doesn't make any sense. So one of these people got into an unfortunate debate with Rabbi Elazar Gordon, Zatzal, who said, listen, you're so into, you know, modern statistics. Here's the word here. Statistica. That's the word in the Aznayim L'Torah. Statistica. He says, let me bring you a proof from statistics. this mosque was making fun of the Medrash. The Medrash says they had 6 kids at a time. The mosque says, what are you talking about? 6 kids at a time? That's ridiculous. What a crazy Medrash. Rav Gordon said, no. I'll bring you a proof from statistics, something you're into, you know, you're into modern math statistics. And he pointed out this idea, and he said, how is it possible that every Jewish mother had 55 kids? How is it possible? The only reasonable explanation is they had 6 kids at a time. If a woman has 6 kids at a time, for a woman to give birth to have 9 or 10 giving birth cycles, that's reasonable. To give birth 9 or 10 times is reasonable. And a woman's normal, you know, people nowadays have 9 or 10 kids sometimes, even more. So if you have 9 or 10 birthing cycles and 6 kids at a time, it is not so difficult to get to 54, 55 people. And this was the proof that Rav Gordon brought from the psukim as a support for this medrash. So it comes out very beautifully, Rav Gordon points out, that this medrash of Chazal is really backed up by the numbers in the psukim in Bamidbar. That's the chiddush of Rav Elazar Gordon. It's very hard to get around this. There was one Jewish boy, one bechor, for every 55 men. So that means every family had the average family had 55 kids in there. How is that possible? The answer is it's possible if they had six kids at a time. Now, some of you are thinking, well, just a minute. This is only counting the firstborn boys. There were also firstborn girls too. Right? There were also firstborn girls. You know, Mistama was roughly half. You know, you assume that half the kids born were boys, half the kids born were girls. And the Torah is only counting the firstborn boys. So if you add in the firstborn girls, then you should have roughly 45,000 firstborn. And then the ratio would be off. Instead of being 55 kids, the ratio would be roughly half. That's a fair question, but there's an answer, which Rav Gordon points out. What's the answer to that question? Well, the answer is that once you're counting the firstborn girls as well, then you have to count the number of women in Bnei Yisrael as well. Meaning, when we're making our ratio, we're using the firstborn boys in ratio to the number of men. Now, we're not including the women in the ratio. You know, our ratio was 1.2 million men to 55,000 firstborn boys. We're only including the 1.2 million men. But if you're including the firstborn girls, i.e. you're including everyone in Bnei Yisrael, then that also includes the women. Once you're including the firstborn girls, you have to include the women as well. So it would be, instead of being 22,000 firstborn boys for 1.2 million people, it'll be roughly 45,000 firstborn children to 2.5 million people, and it's the same ratio. Again, this is correct. There's no way to get around. There's almost no way to get around this. That once you're including the firstborn girls, you have to include the women in the count as well, and then the ratio remains the same. So according to the simple reading of the psukim in Bamidbar, for every firstborn child born to the Jews in the Midbar, they had roughly 55 other children as well. And this is what Rav Gordon says. It's a startling piece of statistics. Now, just to further this a little bit, you know, we always picture, we have the round number of roughly 2.5 million Jews living in Mitzrayim, right, as we explained before. But we're aware, though, however, that Rashi quotes the Medrash, Rashi in Shmos Perek Yud, Pasuk Kuf Beis, and Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Ches, quotes the Medrash, that roughly 4/5 of Bnei Yisrael died bizman makas choshech. They lacked emunah, they didn't deserve to leave, and they were killed. One of the reasons for Makas Choshech was that these Jews didn't deserve to leave, and Hashem didn't want the Mitzrayim to say, oh, the Jews are also being punished. So that's why during Makas Choshech, when all these Jews died and they were buried, and the Mitzrayim never knew that so many Jews had died. That's what the Mefarshim say. So it comes out then that the truth is, according to that Medrash, it wasn't 2.5 million Jews in Mitzrayim. There was roughly 12 million Jews in Mitzrayim. So to go from 70 to 12 million in 4 or 5 generations is a mind-boggling number. How is it possible? The answer is, if you're having 55 kids in a family,
If the average mother has 2,500 grandchildren, so it's possible. That's what happened in Mitzrayim. It's really this really makes a lot of sense. The numbers just don't add up unless you're assuming roughly 50-55 kids to a family. So that Rashi also fits well into this idea. So what we've seen till now is that the Ramban and the Haggadah and the Ramban point out that this was one of the miracles of leaving of the Shibud and Mitzrayim, to go from 70 to 2.5 million people in only a few generations. Something we have to thank Hashem for. That's why Hashem counted us in the first place. It's mentioned in the Haggadah. That's the pshat of Bimsei Ma'at and Gadol Atzum. It's based on the Medrash that Rashi quotes six kids at a time, and the numbers in Parashat Bamidbar, when we're counted, really only fit if you make this assumption that the idea that there are roughly 50-55 kids per Bechor really only makes sense if you're working with this Medrash. This also helps explain something else, which is as follows. You know, when Paro decided to start to hoven his chachmalot, to start his decrees against Bnei Yisrael. So what sparked these decrees? You know, Paro hated the Jews and he was a Rasha. But you know, what was the Bederach HaTeva immediate cause, immediate spark of what Paro did? So the Mepharshim say this may have been it. The Jews were multiplying like crazy. They were taking over Mitzrayim. They were taking over Mitzrayim. You know, they're having 50 kids at a time, 2,500 grandchildren at a time, 2,500 grandchildren per family, and it was too much. The Jewish population exploded in Mitzrayim. This idea is explained well. There's a book, an excellent book, called Let My Nation Go, by Rav Yosef Deutsch. An excellent book. It's an incredible work. It's basically it's written as like it's called The Story of the Exodus of the Jewish Nation from Egyptian Bondage. It's written as a storybook, like in a story form, but it's completely based on Midrashim, Rishonim, Chazal, Achronim. It's a tremendous work, tremendous work. I only discovered it this year. It was put out in the year 1998 already. A tremendous sefer. Nearly every paragraph, nearly every sentence is footnoted where he got it from. The Midrashim, the Rishonim, other Chazals. It's tremendous work. Not like when you're getting ready for the Seder, this book is excellent for getting ready for Pesach, for the Seder, and it's found very excellent for learning the Chumash, learning Chumash Shmos Ve'er Bo B'Shalach. It's a tremendous, tremendous work. So he writes here that as follows. He says the phenomenal fruitfulness of the Jewish women in Mitzrayim. No Jewish woman miscarried. He's all quoting Midrashim and Rishonim. The babies were all sturdy and robust, etc. As time went on, this is page 32. The Jewish population in Egypt exploded. He quotes the view that women had six kids at a time. The land of Goshen was no longer large enough to contain the burgeoning Jewish population, and numerous Jews began to settle in the central areas of Egypt. Their numbers began to rival those of the Egyptians. And eventually there were virtually twice as many Jews in Egypt as there were Egyptians. The Jewish people became like thorns in the eyes of the Egyptians, etc. In other words, these alien people who stubbornly insisted on maintaining their separate identity and not assimilating into Egyptian society were taking over the entire country through the phenomenal growth in their population. Something had to be done. And what had to be done, the next chapter begins, the decrees against Bnei Yisrael. In other words, now we understand Heaven is Chachmalo. Paro saw the Jews multiplying like crazy, and when he saw that, that's what led to the decrees against Bnei Yisrael. That was, again, Paro was a Rasha. Paro would have found some other reason for the decrees, but the immediate Bederach HaTeva spark for the decrees was the burgeoning population. He quotes in the bottom here the various midrashim and mefarshim who say this idea of the connection between the rate of population growth in Mitzrayim and Paro's Havanis Chachmalo. Okay, in general, it's an excellent sefer to get. Fine. Okay, so I wanted to add that point in as well. That point also fits. Okay, so that's Bar Torah on the idea of having six children at a time and how it explains many other ideas as well, and it fits with many other ideas as well. Okay. I want to mention another idea, a separate point, that actually it's bothered me for a while, and now I just saw that it's mamash, it's almost the first pasuk. But just for clarity, I wanted to explain it, which goes as follows. It's always bothered me. You know, Bnei Israel lived in Goshen. They Bedach lived in Goshen. Yosef wanted to make sure that Bnei Israel, Yaakov and Yosef, wanted to make sure Bnei Israel didn't assimilate too much. They should have a separate land to be by themselves. And so Bnei Israel living in Goshen. So then, you know, Bizman, Yitzias Mitzrayim, it says Pasach, Hashem, you know, he passed over the houses of the Jews when he killed the Mitzrayim. So it sounds like the Jews and the Mitzrayim were living near each other. Well, how are they living near each other if the Jews are living in Goshen? Or it says that Bizman, Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Jewish women would ask their friends, you know, from their neighbors. They'd ask from their neighbors for their jewelry and their precious for their precious possessions before when they left Mitzrayim to ask to borrow them. How'd they have neighbors? I thought all the Jews lived in Goshen. So the truth is that it's a mefarish pasuk which answers this question. In Shmos Perek Aleph Pasuk Zion it says, "Uvnei Yisrael," the pasuk that we're talking about, "Paru vayishvitzu vayirvu vayatzmu bimod meod vatimolei haaretz osam." The whole country was filled with the Jews. The Jews spread outside of Goshen. That's what the Hemetz Rebbe says. The Netziv here says it. The Hemetz Rebbe points out, he says, "Dwell Eretz Goshen levad, shehayam yukur Yisrael, umal umleyam Yisrael levad." In Goshen was basically only Jews. "Elafilu kol Eretz Mitzrayim, shehayam ikur yeshivas am Mitzrayim mikol makom, mleya aretz es Yisrael." The Jews filled up all of Mitzrayim. That's the pshat. And he says, as it says later on, behind, and he explains, "Behind the sea of Makas Bechoros, U'pasach Hashem al ha-petach, harei shayu harbi betei so, b'serav batei Mitzrayim." That's the pshat in the psukim. That's the Hamashiach pshat in Makas Bechoros, that the Mitzrayim were living, the Jews were living amongst the Mitzrayim, because they spread out outside of Goshen. Samash apasit, but timolei ha-aretz osam. The whole country became full of the Jewish people. Then the Nesiv goes further. See, it's interesting. In the Haggadah, the Haggadah says, when it's describing, when the Haggadah describes the Shibud in Mitzrayim, so quotes the pasuk, "V'yesh lachatzenu zeh hatzchak." That was the tzchak, the pressure. As it says in the Chumash, "V'gam risi es halachatz asher Mitzrayim lachatzim osam," that they pressured us. So some Rafarshim say lachatz means, some of us can say lachatz means that even though there were so many Jews, there were thousands and thousands of Jews, the Mitzrayim forced us to live in cramped quarters. They forced us to live in cramped quarters, and that was part of the tzchak, that we lived in like a ghetto, you know, all smushed together, thousands of people in a small area. So some of us can talk to say that means like we were squeezed into Goshen. But the Netziv says no. He says, the Afal Gav that later on the Chumash says that Paro forced them b'lachatzam ladur b'meitzar. Paro forced us to live in cramped quarters. Mikol makom, the Netziv says, haya ba'open shenish aru bekerev arei Mitzrayim bein batehem. We were still living in the cities of the Mitzrayim. We were still living in the cities of the Mitzrayim, but amongst the Mitzrayim, you know, the Mitzrayim had, you know, comfortable homes. And the Jews were squashed. We were crowded. We were crowded into these, you know, very tight living quarters, but still within the cities of Mitzrayim. So the Jews did have neighbors who were Mitzrayim, even as they were living in very cramped quarters. So that's how the Netziv understands this pasuk. This pasuk is really giving the backdrop for what happens later on. Bizman Machas Bechoros and Bizman Yitzias Mitzrayim. So I think it's very important to see just for Pashut Pshat what's happening in the Haggadah, what's happening Bizman Yitzias Mitzrayim. Then the Netziv goes further, and this already is a chiddush. The Netziv goes further and he says that this was a mistake that Bnei Israel made. That Bnei Israel moved out of Goshen, even though it was cramped for them in Goshen, that was a mistake. And he says, this is a big issue that the Netziv has in several places in the Chumash. The Netziv said that when Bnei Yisrael are separate from the Goyim, they're going to be successful. Hein am levadad yishkon uvagoyim Lo yichashav. When we're by ourselves, we're yishkon. We're settled and we'll be successful. Uva goyim, we're mixed amongst the goyim. Lo yichashav. We're not going to be significant. We're going to lose our chashivas. The goyim will hate us more. When the Jewish people begin to assimilate, the goyim will hate them more. That's what the Nesiv has in his writings in several places, and others have the same idea as well. So the Nesiv says that the Torah here is telling us that it's because the Jews left Goshen and spread amongst the Mitzrim that sparked Paro turning against us. That sparked the anti-Semitism. As the Jews moved towards more assimilation, that sparked anti-Semitism. That's what the Nesiv says. Uba ha-kasuv l'hachtim b'zeh sibas sinas Mitzrayim u'gzeiras ha-malchus. He says, because he says Yaakov wanted them to live dafki b'eretz Goshen. Kidei sheyu badad b'nivdal m'Mitzrayim. Aval heim lo ratzuchem. They didn't want this. They wanted to mix with the Mitzrayim. He quotes the Medrash. Shapasku l'amur. They stopped doing bris milah. Why? Mizeh ha-tam sh'amu niyek Mitzrayim. We want to be like the Mitzrayim. We want to be like the Egyptians. Oh. The achar shekabu dirasa b'kirbam. Once we began living amongst the Mitzrayim, Matsu tov lahem, we found it was good for us. We shtachavos l'Mitzrayim to bow down to their gods. V'lo yunikarim shema Yehudim, and so it should be so noticeable that we're Jews. U'mishum zeh, and therefore the Medrash explains, Hashem was mahapech libam lishno alishno armo, etc. This is the he's referring here to the Medrash that the Beis Halevi discusses at a great length, that when the Jews began the assimilating, Hashem turned the Mitzrayim against them. Hashem wants us to remain as a singular nation. We'll remain as a singular nation either through the mitzvos or through anti-Semitism. If we do the mitzvos, then we'll, in a positive sense, we're different from the goyim, we're doing our job. If we stop doing this, if we start assimilating, Hashem has to find a way, in a sense, to make sure that we remain separate and unique. So he brings about the goyim to have more anti-Semitism against us. So the Nesiv thinks that this phrase, "Vatimali ha'aretz osam," it's not just giving the background for what's happening is non machas b'cholos, that Hashem had to pass over the houses of the Jews, of the Jews, and it's not just giving the background for what happened to Shatzi Tzvi Mitzrayim, that the Jews borrowed things from their neighbors. It's also giving the basic backdrop for the entire shibud, for the entire sina of Mitzrayim, because this is the pasuk about Timay Horos Osam, and the very next pasuk is, Havayachim El Chadash and Havan Ischak Malo. So it's a very, very significant nesiv. It's in Shmuel's Perek Aleph, Pasuk Zion. So okay, so this really is really two separate Divrei Torah on regarding the numbers of Bnei Yisrael. One relates to the counting, having six kids at a time. That's about Parsha Shmos, and that's about, it's mentioned in Haggadah, and that's also about you can Parsha Bamidbar. And a second idea, the fact that due to the number of so many burgeoning number of Jews, the Jews moved out of Goshen, which the Mitzvah says was a mistake. But that moving out of Goshen explains other things. It explains what happened to Zman, the Karban Pesach, Matas Bechoros, Yetzias Mitzrayim, and according to the Mitzvah, it also explains the entire backdrop of the Sina of the Mitzrayim against Bnei Yisrael. Okay, that's really two different Divrei Torah regarding the rate of population growth of the Jews in Mitzrayim. Okay, we'll stop here for this idea.